As always, we promise to deliver the biggest and the best in sports, and we have secured and invited on our show this weekend a very special guest. He is best known and recognized for an outstanding career in the NHL. He was the Detroit Red Wings tough guy, did not hold back, always played with so much passion and so much heart, and obviously he reaped very big dividends. He won 4 Stanley Cups and had a very successful 15-year career in the NHL. What a true pleasure it is to welcome into YSR the Big East Sports Show on this Friday night, former Detroit Red Wings, the great Darren McCarty. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you, Darren.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you too, Big E. And you know what? That's some lot of nice stuff you said. Thank you.
Well, Darren, there are a number of discussion points that I want us to hit on, but let's first begin by letting our listeners know about your new book that's just been released, because it is captivating. You openly share the highlights about your amazing career as a pro hockey player, life in the NHL, but also the lowlights. I mean, battling addiction. I mean, it's a provocative read, and you share a very strong message. How has it been received so far, Darren?
Well, it's great. It's called My Last Fight, the true story of a hockey rock star. And, you know, everybody asks me, you know, why do this? Why now? Well, as you see in my dedication when that I wrote to my late great friend Bob Probert, when I read his book and saw the sheer honesty that he wrote it with and just how just forthcoming he was, you know, we share a lot of the same demons, and he was a big influence in my life. And so when I decided to sit down and do this, a good friend of mine who writes for the hockey column in the USA Today, Kevin Allen,
yeah,
who I've known 25 years, contacted me and said, hey, when you're ready to do it, I'd like to do it with you and help you. And that sort of was, when he signed on board, that sort of kickstarted me to really think about it. And, at the time of my life, you know, for me to do this properly, I had to get out of the Detroit area and clear my head and you know, sort of get some parts of my life back together. So I moved to Florida and worked the past year in collaborating with Kevin and going back and forth and get putting, you know, what's in my head in the black and white for everybody to share. But the number one onus was was honesty and unabashed 100% honesty. You got to put it out there. So I couldn't do it half-heartedly. I wanted to show, you know, just what me in my life, because this is my truth, you know, just sort of what can happen, the highs and lows. And if people read it and, you know, they can relate to some of the addiction stuff or some of the stories that they've gone through, you know, with divorce and different things like that, or if it's a warning sign, you know, people for something to look out for, then I feel my message has got across. But for me, it was totally therapeutic, and the more, since it's been on sale, and the more feedback I get from people like yourself and everyone that reads it, it definitely helps me therapeutically know that I'm on the right path.
You're listening to the voice of Darren McCarty, former Detroit Red Wings defensive man, 4-time Stanley Cup champion. We're talking about his brand new book that has just been released right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, on this Friday night. And of course, Darren played in the NHL for 15 years. And as you go through the book, I mean, it's obvious you didn't have a fairy tale ending. I mean, you openly share your struggle with substance abuse, with addiction, and you're saying that it was therapeutic, and you're trying to be a source of encouragement for others. I have to ask you, how in the world did this happen? I mean, where did this stem from in terms of the abuse and the addiction?
Well, I think that, you know, I'm wired differently. Some people are just wired differently as far as that. And for me, I'm just, my personality is it's all or nothing. And that works out well. And when it's used properly in a good way, as you can see throughout my career and being able to be parts of 4 Stanley Cups and achieve some of the things that I have, but it also can be a hindrance because it can take you down the other path too. And you know, the thing for me was it honestly took me to meet my wife now, Cheryl, and to actually like have something to care about. And she stuck with me through thick and thin. She didn't even know what the heck she was getting into, but
uh-huh.
You know, she opened my eyes in a lot of ways. But just because of our relationship, it made me want to be a better person and face this stuff and to try to deal with this stuff. But, you know, when you go from no money to tons of money, and, you know, you have next thing you know, instead of you have 10 friends, you got 10,000 friends, and you can get carried away. And, you know, I always say that I have a bad picker, but sometimes the people that I pick to be around in certain groups were just because of what addiction I was fueling. And, you know, in the long run, you end up just crashing and burning. So,
you know, let me jump in here, Darren, because there is so much pressure being a pro hockey player, playing in the NHL. It takes such a physical grind on your body. But, you know, I look back at your past and just how you were raised and growing up. I mean, you truly did come. You came from a broken home, but it was a loving, it was a supportive family. I mean, I think about the involvement of your grandfather. I mean, he really was your inspiration and your role model. I just don't understand how your life got off track.
Well, here's the thing. By the time I was 25, I lost the two men in my life that could hold me accountable, and my stepdad, Craig, and my grandfather.
Okay.
So, you know, when you're 25 and you're on top of the world and, you know, by doing that and, you know, and I say nothing ill or harm against the women in my life, but, you know, I lost that accountability. And it's sort of, that's when it's, you know, could start spiraling out of control. And I'm not making excuses. I'm just making, you know, trying to make solutions as I look back. And at the time, I didn't realize it. At the time, I didn't listen. At the time, I didn't care. And that's, you know, the tough thing that I have to deal with, you know, now. But I understand it more. And putting it down and writing about it, you know, helps me deal with it, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. It had to be very cathartic being able to put this in paper and just kind of get it out. Also, talk to us about, as far as the transition. I mean, when you played hockey your entire life, so successful as a junior hockey player, and then going to the NHL, I mean, how difficult was it for you to hang up your skates and close the door on a professional career? I mean, when that truly is your love and passion.
Well, you know, the big difference is the routine. You know, I was happy to be done. I mean, the game has changed, and it continues to keep changing. It's not the game I grew up playing, and the way my body was feeling and the surgeries that I'd had and stuff, but, you know, I just couldn't physically do it anymore. And but the whole thing was that when you're used to, you know, every day you're at the rink, you know, by like 10 o'clock and you're there till like, you know, 2 in the afternoon or 3 in the afternoon, you know, you have a routine and stuff like that. It was that the transition part is like when, you know, the idle hands and idle time, you know, the devil's playground. So that was the hardest part, just, you know, filling time in.
We are talking to Darren McCarty, former Detroit Red Wings defensive man, four-time Stanley Cup champion. And we want to relive some of those memories right now, because you do talk about it in the book. What can you share, or perhaps what was the greatest highlight throughout your incredible and illustrious career, Darren?
Well, I think that the highlight, you know, obviously is winning the Cups, but in the 97, I beat one guy one-on-one my whole career. It just happened to be the Stanley Cup game-winning goal in 97. And that was big because it was the first Cup, and I'm growing up across the border from Detroit, being a Detroit sports fan through the Dead Wings days of the 80s and stuff, I knew how important it was and what it meant and the magnitude. So that was huge. But the greatest game I've ever played in was March 26th of that year, 97, when I got the fight with Claude Lemieux, and there was that brouhaha where the goalies were fighting and,
yes,
and everything. I was getting revenge for what he did to Chris Draper. And then I only got 4 minutes for roughing, which today I probably would have got 20 games, and I ended up scoring the overtime winner, and we won 6-5. And that game was huge just because of the way the game went and stuff. But the year before, we set the league record at 62 wins and lost to them in the conference finals. And we hadn't beaten them all year, and this was the last time we were playing them. So in hindsight, that sort of brought us together even more. We beat them. We ended up beating them in the conference finals, going on to beat Philly in the finals. So that was like, looking back, that was like the spark plug game. And it was just such an amazing game. I think there was 9 fights in the game, and, you know, there's 11 goals, and it was just awesome.
That's a whole other conversation that I want to get on and into next time you're on our program. You know, where does fighting have a place in the NHL, and should there be a change? So, Darren, we sincerely appreciate you dropping by. Of course, the title of his book is My Last Fight. You can go anywhere online and pick up a copy of that. We've been visiting with Darren McCarty, former Detroit Red Wings defensive end and a four-time Stanley Cup champion. Darren, thank you so much. Blessings to you and your family. We wish you all the best. We'll talk to you real soon. Okay, Darren?
All right, Big E. Thanks a lot. Great talking to you.
You bet. Much more straight ahead this weekend at YSR.